We have a question from our live audience, and I'll give this one to you, Dr. Peters. It's from Rod in Colombia, and he has a mule that's navicular. He wants to know if there is a cure or what some treatment approaches might be for his mule.
If the mule is wearing shoes, probably initially, mechanically trying to take some of the pressure off that navicular apparatus. If the mule is not shod, then trimming the foot to try to help that navicular apparatus also, and taking some of the mechanical pressures off the navicular bone in terms of the support through the suspensory ligaments of the navicular bone, and also the deep flexor tendon that was just talked about by Dr. Maxwell. And so, easing the breakover mechanically in that mule. So as the horse stretches his foot back just before it takes off from the ground, allowing that horse to not have too, or that mule not to have too long of a toe, even though they tend to be upright, but allowing that to break over and decrease some of the tension on the navicular apparatus from the deep flexor tendon may be enough to help. It may not. Then you may need to have some medications that will help with inflammation, or possibly some medications that will affect the metabolism of the bone itself that can decrease some of the bone pain if the pain is truly coming from the navicular bone itself. So there are a variety of things that can be done. In terms of what the horse or the mule is doing in terms of exercise load, it may require a little bit of decrease in that exercise for a while, or even a little bit of a rest period to let that inflammation associated with the bone or the soft tissues around that bone to sort of relax and reset and get rid of some of that inflammation and the pain that's associated with it.